on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa's economy has shrunk. It contracted by 0.3 percentage points between July and September in a development that is said to have been unexpected. Releasing the GDP figures earlier, Stats SA's Bokang Vumbukane Lepolesa said out of 10 industries, 4 had negative growth. Agriculture recorded its second consecutive decline, falling by 28.8% in the third quarter.
Other industries that performed poorly include transport, storage and communication, trade, catering and accommodation, and government services. On the positive side, the electricity, gas and water supply industry expanded by 1.6%.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has officially launched South Africa's G20 presidency.
And we say with open arms, we welcome the world to come to South Africa and let the games begin.
He's pledged that the government will work to help build a better Africa and world during its time at the helm of the Global Economic Group. South Africa is the first African economy to lead the Intergovernmental Forum. Speaking at the launch in Cape Town, Ramaphosa said that South Africa takes over the G20 reins when the world is facing several serious challenges.
The climate crisis is worsening and widening, and many economies carry the burden of unsustainable levels of debt, particularly in the Global South and on our own continent, Africa as well. South Africa will seek to harness global commitment and capabilities to confront the challenges that the world faces.
KZN's police chief says they are looking for the taxi operators who've been blocking roads in Durban. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has confirmed some have already been arrested and their vehicles impounded. Mkhwanazi was speaking to the SABC at a roadblock at the Marion Hill Toll Plaza this morning.
Once they interrupt other road users, they're no longer exercising their rights, but they are then committing crimes. We are on the hand of those people that have been blocking the trucks and taking the keys out of the trucks. And we're going to find them. We're going to set a good example so that everyone understands.
The protest by members of the Durban Long Distance Taxi Association is in its fifth day. They are unhappy over the issuing of permits and law enforcement operations, which they claim are unfairly targeting taxi drivers. KZN Transport says it started engaging with them and is expecting things to return to normal on Friday. And 13 pregnant Filipino women have been jailed by a Cambodian court for acting as surrogate mothers. They were arrested in Kandal province in September and charged with attempted cross-border human trafficking. The women have been handed 4-year sentences, suspended for 2, after the court said there was strong evidence they intended to have the babies to sell them to a third person in exchange for money. Cambodia outlawed commercial surrogacy 8 years ago. The top story, South Africa's economy has shrunk, contracting by 0.3 percentage points between July and September. More news at ecr.co.za for the latest news. Oh, for Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.